Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
Don Lemon from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning.
Good morning. By now, you have heard that we have had our first reported case of Ebola right here in the United States. It's a man from Liberia who came to visit his family in Dallas. But did you know that this is President Obama's fault? Well, according to at least one conservative, Laura Ingraham, it is.
I believe with this failure to stop these planes from coming into Sierra Leone, I think there could be politics involved in that, too. Obama, familial connection with Africa. He has an enormous amount of I think, you know, core ties to the African continent. He's mindful of his own family history there. And I'd say Bush did a lot more for Africa in the end than Obama did. But come on. Doesn't make any sense not to have stopped these flights from coming in.
Just a few days ago, Ingraham also said that the president is willing to put American troops in harm's way in Africa's Ebola zone because he wants to atone for his father's rage over colonialism.
She said what?
Would you like me to read that again?
Yeah.
She said that the president is willing to put American troops in harm's way in Africa's Ebola zone because he wants to atone for his father's rage over colonialism. Laura Ingraham has said some pretty controversial stuff, but this is really just beyond, to say the least. You can say more if you want.
But I wish you hadn't said anything. Quite honestly, no, I'm serious, because giving her more attention on the ignorance and just the total lack of
so
intelligence, it just boggles the mind.
It's so ridiculous, though, and it has been everywhere. We reported it on CNN. It's been reported everywhere. It's just so ridiculous. And as I said, it's just beyond. And it's also good to know what people are saying. But I got to tell you, also the president's fault, according to Politico, is his failure, the failure of the Secret Service, according to them, to keep an armed intruder from jumping a fence, running across the White House lawn, entering the front door, overpowering an agent, and making it past the entrance of the residence all the way to the East Room.
He should have stopped him?
Yeah, that's how viewers took the article, and especially the last paragraph. Right, of the story. Let me read that, what it says. It says, agents tell me, this is what the writer wrote, agents tell me it is a miracle an assassination has not already occurred. Sadly, given Obama's colossal lack of management judgment, that calamity, meaning the assassination, may be the only catalyst that will reform the Secret Service. Now, to just about everyone who read the article, it sounded like the writer was implying that the only way to fix the agency which protects the president is for the president to be killed. Readers were so taken aback that Politico was forced to revise the last paragraph and have added a line which says it was taken out of context. So since President Obama was elected, for many liberals, for many African Americans, you hear it all the time, the phrases, it's Obama's fault or blame Obama, has been a running joke about how conservatives explain anything wrong or bad that happens in the world. Listen, I think it's long since time that people stopped joking about it. Because it's dead serious, and as you can tell, so are his enemies.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And it could mean the difference between life and death for him and his family. They're serious. They blame Obama for everything, for his own protection and for Ebola coming to America. That's ridiculous.
Don Lemon.